and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzande. I want to welcome everybody here. What we did before we got on, about 10 minutes, we did a special activation and prayer circle for everyone and the energy that was shifted yesterday with the events in Boston, and we want to send love energy. And in fact, one of the things that we are doing today with David Wolf is really talking about energy and how we can absolutely activate that energy by something we do every single day, and that is what we put into our body. And so we are going to dedicate today's call to raising the energy of the planet, to the area of Boston, to the people affected, and everything else. And I ask all of you, if you get a chance to come back to this replay, if you missed the incredible stuff that we did, please go back, do the intention work to send energy to everyone involved in that event yesterday. And let's actually today, with what we have, with what we're going to be doing, let's make this a beacon for high energy and possibility. And for your new life right now, that you can change, you can activate, you can transform your life. And we're going to show you how to do that, actually, through what you eat, through different things you can learn about. And the person that's here, me, I actually think is incredible, because I actually saw him on TV and actually bought one of his products that I use every single day, so I can get more of this energy, more of this life force, because that's what it really is, into my life. And my body can vibrate and thrive like his does. And many of you say, well, Darius, I didn't know you did this. I didn't know you were so concerned about how you eat and what you put in. And I'll tell you guys, absolutely. I am so fanatical about it, in the sense of just a huge expansiveness, because I've seen what it does to me. I've seen how high energy foods, high energy things raise my energy, and they make it almost effortless. I've got to say this, for me to keep my consciousness high. When I start falling down, or I start sort of drifting or getting stuck in the past or in low energy, I go and I follow some of David's recommendations. I make me some of the things we're going to be talking about here, and it's like instantly, boom, my consciousness, my awareness, my view, my expansiveness of what's possible changes instantly. So these are not only going to be things you can do instantly to do that, but even forbidden health secrets that no one is telling you about. And actually, I believe at some level, there's a reason we are not being told this information. Now, I'm going to say this real quick, and I know Dave's going to chime in. There are foods and things that we're going to be talking about that I believe are here to serve the higher awakening of humanity, and that is what we are going to be talking about. And many of these things are available now, and I would say get them before they may become unavailable due to certain things going on with our rainforest and other things. So here's the question: do you want to feel more energy, more focus in your life? Are you looking for natural ways to feel happier? We're going to talk about which foods have the highest capacity to heal us, how certain herbs and superfoods can help boost and activate our intuition. I know I felt that one. What's the vibrational nature of foods, and how can you know which ones are best? What's one thing people should do to increase their immunity? And what's the best natural cure for depression? We're going to talk about all of this. And David Wolf is, I call him, and I don't know if he would take this title, but I call him the number one world expert on superfoods. That's just for me. If there's anybody that I ever want to look for information, it's David Wolf. He is the co-founder of the Best dayever.com, an online health magazine. He's president of the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation. He has a mission to plant over 18 billion fruit trees on planet Earth. And with over 16 years of dedicated experience and understanding of the inner workings of the human body, David is a true living master of what it means to walk the talk on the higher road to higher consciousness and higher levels of beauty, vibrant health, and peak performance. He's also the author of many best-selling books, including Eating for Beauty. If you want to look better, look younger, this is the guy to talk to. The Sun Food Diet Success System, Naked Chocolate. That sounds like fun. David Wolf on Raw Foods, Superfoods, Super Herbs, Amazing Grace Superfoods, and much, much more. The whole thrust of what David does is help you to change your life from the inside out, to live with more health, more wealth, and more energy, and more of your higher self that you deserve. And David has a celebrity fan base that includes Woody Harrelson, remember him from Cheers, artist Justin Bua, Mixmaster Mike of the Beastie Boys, breakdancer Mr. Wiggles, Bryce Dallas Howard, John Assaraf, Anthony Robbins, Angela Bassett, and many more. And he's sought after in the area of health and also personal success and consciousness. He's given over 2,000 live lecture events in the last 16 years, and he shares the stage with people like Tony Robbins, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra, Buzz Aldrin, T. Harv Eker, John Gray, Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. So let's do this. If today is the day that we are going to put our stake or fork in the ground or fork in that superfood and say, this is the day we eradicate low energy, not only from the planet, but from our food and our field of vibration. Let's give David a huge amount of love and welcome and dedicate this call to raising the energy of the planet. David, welcome back to the You Wealth Revolution.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction. I was wondering who that guy was. He sounded pretty good. That was incredible. Wow. I was excited to listen to this guy.
Well, look, I love your work, and I tell you, every day I put into my body what you tell me to do, and I love it, and I felt the difference. So I want to sort of move people into this, because this isn't a topic we talk about all the time. Why is this idea of foods and superfoods so important to consciousness, health, healing, and just overall living?
This phrase, you are what you eat, ain't going away. It'll never go away. 10 generations from now, in any language, any culture, it's there. It'll be there forever. I was reading Aristotle, 2,500-year-old book, and boom, it's there. You are what you eat. It's amazing how that phrase, it's almost like it's attached to us when we got emailed to the planet. You know, we were incarnated on the planet. We get a zip file. It's you are what you eat. And my entire life, but my whole research is about is unpacking you are what you eat. Let's just see how far it goes. Let's see what the options are here. And like everybody else, I grew up on American junk food. I grew up on Fruity Pebbles and Fruit Loops and pasteurized, homogenized, glow-in-the-dark, larvicide, fungicide, herbicide, genetically modified, hormonally altered milk. You know, the whole nine yards, everything. And so I've had the contrast. It's a great contrast. It's so good to have that contrast to know, okay, that's one side. Now let's see what the other side is. And what it's led me to is superfoods. It's like, well, as long as I'm going to eat anything, I might as well have the most powerful darn thing there is. You know, as long as I'm going to eat something, I might as well make it the best thing ever. And that kind of conversation internally led me to a lot of incredible stuff. Like right now I'm drinking a shamanic dosage of maca. It's kind of the last hurrah here for winter. You know what maca is. A lot of people don't. A maca, M-A-C-A, is a super root from the Andes, very popular in certain circles, adventurers, health food enthusiasts, superfoodists, and it's kind of a vigor, vitality, superfood, an adaptogen, and it's a bit of an aphrodisiac, I guess, if you do enough of it consistently. It's got a pretty sharp flavor, too. It's in the radish family. And I think I hit the OD point because I made an incredible dish last night, a raw black Canadian rice dish. So I just soaked the rice in water for 3 days instead of cooking it. And then I put all kinds of things in it, and I put maca in there. And then I had this maca drink today, and I was like, whoa, I think I hit overload. And it's things like that's where the action is right now. It's like, let's just get right to where the action is.
Yeah. For people here, they're trying to transform their consciousness, transform their life. Many people are writing in right now, David, with health challenges, things going on. Why is this such an important element, I think, from the consciousness side? Do these foods or superfoods have a vibration that we take on, or how do we explain what's happening when they come into our body that they can produce such huge transformations?
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, for every consciousness that exists in the world, there's a different diet, and different diets fuel different forms of consciousness and awarenesses. I mean, what I have every day, like this drink I'm having right now, it's maca, it's wild cacao beans from Bolivia, from the Bolivian jungle that was given to me by the Bolivian ambassador to Holland, because I was just in Holland, just flew over back to North America. And the Bolivian ambassador to Holland gave me this bag of wild cacao beans from the Bolivian jungles. And then I've got my own local honey. I've got my own local tea that I made from wild herbs in the forest. And when you mix that together, you're just in a different state of awareness based on what's going on in your body. It's really true. Now, if you're on genetically modified food, you're going to be in a different state of awareness again. And I suspect, and I think all the folks listening will also suspect, that if you eat the most powerful things in the world, the most interesting, the most unique, the most pure, the most authentic, that it's going to actually impart those qualities upon you. And if we do the opposite, if we eat the most robotic, the most absurd, the most ridiculous, then it will impart those qualities upon us. And that's why it won't have anything to do with genetically modified food or you know, food that's been grown in monocrops or anything like that, because it just doesn't have that level of awareness that, I'm trying to strive to always inspire myself. And it's kind of what you said. It's like, you know, as you put that stuff in there, it's like you immediately can reset your awareness and go, wait, actually my possibilities are unlimited. I can go anywhere. Anything can happen at any time. And just as you were introducing me, actually, I just got a text from a very dear friend of mine that booked me on two very, very big TV show appearances this summer and then in September. And I'm like, that's like a dream come true. Literally just happened right now as you were saying that. As you were like, unlimited possibilities, blah, 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 and then boom, that comes through. And I feel like this is a truth that people are ready to hear. It's time. The time has come.
Yeah, I believe that, and I feel that, and I feel it when I actually eat the things that you've advised, because it's an instantaneous shift, and my body recalibrates to that energy. Oh, well, let's do this. Let's kind of start out. What was your journey into this world? What are some of the things that you experienced in your own life? Because a lot of people here, you know, maybe they're trying or they're struggling, but I really want them to get that this can be a journey and it can start now. What was your journey? How did you get so much into this area, and what has it done for you?
Well, it started for me. I've always had very bad allergies, and especially hay fever and cat allergies, certain pollen allergies, you know, severe. Like, I'd be completely incapacitated for 3 days. My nose would be draining, like dripping, like my lungs could actually fill up with fluid if I was in a house where somebody had cats. You know, that kind of level of allergies. And I know there's a lot of people listening right now who can identify with that and connect with that. So I didn't have, you know, I didn't have cancer. I wasn't dying of candida or, you know, whatever. I wasn't going through any of those kind of health crises. But I did definitely have a lot of problems, and I didn't know that they were food-related. So when I got off of wheat, dairy, and sugar, just that right there, wheat, dairy products, and sugar, that first step, all of a sudden my problem went from like 100% to 20%, just right there, in a moment. And I remember going in to have my ears cleaned out, because I'd had chronic ear problems my whole life. I didn't know that wheat, dairy, and sugar are the most common allergies. They're the most common food allergies. And what they do is they create like an earwax reaction in your ear. That's actually the excessive production of earwax is caused by food allergies. It's the number one cause of it. And, you know, I didn't know. So I remember I just had all these ear problems. And finally, after I'd gotten all that stuff, everything was cleared out. I felt so much lighter. I lost 10 pounds. I went into my dad, and I was like, Dad, I think something's wrong with my ears, because my dad's a doctor. You know, both my mom and dad are doctors. And he looked in my ear, and he took one of those syringes that squirts in your ear, and then all the gunk that's in your ear comes out. And I had these big black, literally the size of a quarter, come out of my ear. And I'm like, wait, my ear hole isn't the size of a quarter. How did that thing come out of my ear? And I could hear. I literally, since I was 16 years old, I'd lost half the hearing in my right ear. All of a sudden, it all came back, like, immediately. And I was like, what the heck is it? I mean, I can't even imagine how many people are suffering from misdiagnosis or just not going right to the core of what the problem is. For example, somebody has a food allergy, so they have ear trouble, so they can get their hearing back as long as they get off these foods that are causing the allergies or causing the digestive distress or causing the inflammatory response or causing the skin reactions or all this stuff that is food-related.
And moving into that, I'd like to start talking. There's so much. I feel like we're trying to drink water out of a fire hydrant. So, guys, take notes. Definitely, there's going to be so many just huge gold nuggets of wisdom that come from David because he's just full to the brim with this. I'd love to keep going with your story, but we talked about healing and certain things. Which foods have the highest capacity to heal us? I know that's one of our bullets. I'd love to kind of move into that and keep going.
Great question. I definitely underpinning everything is raw foods.
Okay.
Which would mean like raw celery, raw lettuce, and in particular, raw vegetable juices, raw organic fresh vegetable juices. And to me, that it's almost like an infusion of pure love. You know, when you get raw fresh juices going in your body, it's like an infusion of pure energy and love. And what there's a for those folks who are new to this, there is a massive million-member movement in the world right now, multi-million, of people who are drinking vegetable juice every day, who are drinking green juices every day. I was just talking to John Robbins yesterday, you know, very famous author, very famous food activist, and I said, John, you know, I've never asked you all these years I've known you, I've never asked you what your favorite food is. And he said, oh, my favorite food is green vegetables. And I said, well, how? You like juicing? And he's like, yeah, I do a green juice every single day, and that's what empowers me and fuels me. I was like, man, that's awesome. So that would be things like just the simple celery, cucumber, lemon, celery, cucumber, lemon, apple. You know, simple, that's where you want to start with vegetable juices, just stuff that makes sense. And get that juicer that's in your cupboard and actually use it.
Now, we got a question that came in about juicing versus actually like blending. Which one do you say would you recommend? Is there a better option?
I like them both. I mean, I live out of a blender. You know, that's my main modus operandi because I've been doing this so long. I understand the premise of digestion, which is liquefaction. In order for us to digest anything, we have to liquefy it. So the amount of energy required to liquefy fried chicken is pretty tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of energy to liquefy baby back ribs is like, whoa, that's a serious amount of energy versus blueberries. Or one of the things we do with our NutriBullet, one of the things that is really the core of it is we're getting people to do blended green foods like parsley or lettuce with berries. You know, that combination is a brilliant healing combination. So it's green vegetables and berries blended together. I mean, that's really the core of the entire NutriBullet strategy that's literally, we're putting it out there to 60 million people every couple months are seeing that TV show. And so that's the way I've designed that, is just to have that message going out there, because my experience has shown me that berries on one hand and green vegetables on the other hand, those are some powerful healing foods and nourishing foods and things we don't eat enough of. And that's why we did that. Now, if you're going to go juicing or blending, hey, do both if you can. But juicing is more like a supplement. It's going to get that liquid from the celery or whatever you're juicing into your blood in 20 minutes. Blending is everything's still there. The fiber's still there. Everything's been liquefied. So it's more like a food.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I use the NutriBullet every day, so I mean, I love it, and I can't imagine living without it, and I feel a difference. But you know, for anybody here, you know, it's just getting those foods into your system. And I want to talk about this area of superfoods and how it relates to people here that may be dealing with energetic challenges of their physical body, even energetic challenges in how they think and feel. What is a superfood? Why is it called that? And what are some of your favorites, and what do they do?
Oh, right. Well, superfood is a food that has more bang for the buck than, say, lettuce or celery. I love lettuce and celery. I grow lettuce and celery. I mean, I'm into those things. But they don't match up to, say, for example, a goji berry. You know, a goji berry, about 50%, well, let's say 36% of the sugars in a goji berry are polysaccharides, which are immunologically active. And those are things that don't exist in celery or in tomatoes or don't exist in apples. They're not in our normal food supply in that way, which, you know, we were trying to get with goji berries and with superfoods. We're trying to get nutrients into us that we don't get enough of or don't even get at all. And one of those is the non-sweet polysaccharide sugars that are in goji berries, for example, that have immunological power. Another thing about the goji berries, it's extremely high in what's called betaine, which is also in beets. And betaine is the number one nutrient your liver needs to detoxify itself and actually
wow.
keep you young and keep your hormones in the right place. So I'm a big fan, by the way, when it comes to vegetable juice, of actually beetroot juice. Big fan. And I'm a big fan of goji berries for the same reason. Now, goji berries, on top of that, is the highest natural source of zeaxanthin, which is a carotenoid. It's like beta-carotene, a little bit different. And it's a specific nutrient for the eyes. Recently, actually last summer, the study came out that tested this, because in Chinese medicine and in Taoism and in, you know, the Shaolin theory on goji berries is that this is the best nutrient for your eyes. Well, they tested it, and they found out that that ancient wisdom stacked up, that actually people who do ingest goji berries have better eyesight, and it improves eyesight. Now, that's a shocking revelation, you know, for those of us outside of, you know, the core of superfoods, you know, people watching and going, you know, are they really real? Do they really work? It's the ancient wisdom ended up stacking up, which is, you know, I kind of expected that to happen. But, you know, for those of us who are kind of skeptical, hey, it's good to have that science. So what's happening with superfoods like goji berry or like spirulina or like chlorella or like maca or like aloe vera is they've just got more bang for the buck than an apple, an orange, lettuce, tomato, onion.
Yeah, yeah. And when we talk about these foods, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, why is it that we were not taught this stuff in, like, the basic food pyramid of the Western diet? I mean, are these things that at some level we're just not being taught about, we're just not seeing on the mainstream yet? I mean, although it's starting to, why was this not part of our staple diet from the beginning?
Good question. And the thing about the human race is we've gotten by on very inferior foods because we are a noble organism. We are amazing. Mm. We can survive unbelievable food catastrophes. We can eat unbelievably toxic stuff and still survive. Mm. We're amazing. I mean, I have a good friend, and I'm so glad I'm on your show because I can say this. My best friend, basically, is a breatharian. You know, he doesn't even eat at all, and he hasn't eaten in years. But he didn't start that way. You can't go from junk food to suddenly being a breatharian. He worked his way through all the layers and then got to that place. And in observing him, it's amazing. It's incredible because he's an athlete. He's a gifted athlete. You know, he kicks my ass in the gym, and it's like, this guy's not even eating food.
Mm. Does he eat anything, or is he juice?
No,
or
he doesn't
is it
eat
all...
anything. He doesn't even he'll drink a little bit of water occasionally, but he basically lives without food and water most of the time. And again, nobody in the world can believe that unless you're around it, because you cannot understand it or even believe it's real unless the guy's living in your house, and you're like, wait a second, what's going on here? You know, it's a trip. So the perspective that I have is very interesting because I've seen all angles of it, right? I see the most toxic diets in the world and what that produces, all the way to this guy who's like, what an absolute specimen of humanity this guy is. You know, his mom is from Jamaica and his dad is from Ghana, and he grew up in London, England, and in that city, and was an athlete his whole life, and he has that incredible discipline that just step by step by step he started sorting out his own diet. He did 15 years, you know, by his own admission, sometimes he says 17 years of cleansing, and then eventually step by step by step worked his way to where he's at now.
Mm.
And what that allows me to see is that I see the role of food. I see what food can do. I see what it can't do. I see how important the most powerful foods in the world are, and I see how dangerous, like, this just toxic junk food is. Not to our body so much, and it is dangerous to our body, but not so much that, but to our consciousness, to our awareness, to the way it actually makes us, like, you know, we're all born originals, but we're dying copies. So it's this food turning us into copies of each other. It's all monocrop food, and it has no soul.
Mm. At the same time, go ahead, David.
Let me backtrack to what you were saying. Uh-huh. You're asking me why we weren't taught this. The reason why we're not taught these things is because people don't know. It's not that there's a conspiracy or whatever. It's like, look, if I was Monsanto, I'd want to control the whole food supply if I was some greedy corporate, you know, business person, because my level of consciousness is there. You know, that's why they do it. It's not a conspiracy. It's just it's business, right? If you're a businessman and you're at the top, you want to stay at the top. You know, if you're an athlete, you're at the top, you want to stay at the top. So in business, people are willing to cheat and, you know, they want to create monopolies. So it's human nature, so to speak. We just have to step and go to one octave higher and just think outthink that and get to a better level of awareness that's more conducive to a wholesome arrangement for the whole planet and for everybody. And to do that, it's education. You know, that's why we haven't learned these things, because we just didn't get the education, but now we can. And see, that's the beauty of the Internet. It's the beauty of what you're doing. You're providing an educational outlet that allows people to nourish themselves in a new way, in a way that wasn't possible before. And that's inspiring.
And the other thing I'll say about that is we have a world distribution system where you can just drive a few minutes, most people, or even order online through Amazon, a lot of these things, if you know what to get and have them delivered right to your door. There's no other time in history when ordinary people could have access to this. And some of these foods, you know, the average people couldn't even have. They were reserved for royalty or people in a certain geographic location. So it is a huge time in history that we all can awaken to this.
It's proof, and it's repeated proof that I keep observing, that the worse it gets, the better it gets. That there's just that observation keeps coming up for me that, like, geez, yeah, there's a million problems in the world, but there's a million solutions, and all you've got to do is just say, you know what, we're on to the solution, and it's immediately available. It can be delivered right to your house. We just had a whole truckload of superfoods delivered here to my house, because we're bringing them down to this event we're doing down the road on Thursday, and it's like I'm just looking at what's in here, this stuff. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond. We're the luckiest people that have ever lived in the history of the world. I've got Bhutanese cordyceps right here in my bag that you couldn't possess under penalty of death in China 1,000 years ago. You couldn't possess it. Only the emperor and his immediate family could possess it.
Wow.
That's just in my bag, one of the things in my bag. It's crazy. We were
now
so lucky.
On the other side of this, though, what I'm also seeing from the medical establishment is that cancer rates are either, well, I've heard in the next 10 years are anticipated to be at 50% of the population will contract some form of cancer. So there's this disconnect between things are getting better, there's all these opportunities, there's all these things people are learning, but yet either through what's going on in the air, in our water, in the normal foods that we eat that aren't organic, something is not working with the human body, and it seems like it's increasing in light of all these opportunities. Any thoughts there?
This is my feeling about that. Any problem that exists or is created, the solution immediately is there and wrapped up in it. That's another thing I've observed. I've seen over and over again that, like, no matter what that problem is, the solution is immediate and it's always there. And what we have to do just collectively through our consciousness is go, we're solution-oriented. We no longer dwell on the problem. It's nice to know what the problem is, but we don't dwell there. We go, boom, we immediately activate solutions. So I just don't believe that these problems that are, you know, the chemtrails or whatever it is, are insurmountable. They're not. All the solutions are just immediately available to us once we turn our attention on that. It's like where our attention goes, energy flows. So I'm constantly trying to keep my attention on what the solutions are and then bringing those solutions out to the folks out there so that, you know, we're all advised as to what they are.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's absolutely the way to do it. All right, we've got a question coming in from Sally, and she's asking about depression or just low energy. Are there any foods or natural foods that provide good support for a healthy outlook?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we know about depression, and by the way, I can't even talk about depression because it's illegal in America to talk about depression. So I'm actually outside of America right now. I'm in Canada, so I can use the word depression and talk about it. But it is a medical term, and it's a medical condition, and therefore they've got the lock on it like Orwellian newspeak. I mean, they've got the lock on that. So I can actually say the word depression outside the country. I cannot say it inside the country, just so we all know what kind of weird situation we're all in. I actually had an FDA agent tell me that. He actually said, you cannot even use the word depression. Depression equals felony. That's what he told me, just so you can see how free we are. I don't know. It's a trip. Our America's amazing. It's like very extreme on one end of this weird stuff, and the very extreme of the most amazing stuff ever on the other end, and it is extreme. Anyway, if we're not feeling like we're in our full power.
Right. Great way.
One of the things that's been found out about that, and I did a lot of research on this, is about the placebo effect. If you're moderately or mildly depressed, placebos work better than pills. That's a fact. It's a fact of science. What that indicates to me is that a lot of it's psychological and a little bit of it is chemical. And so what we can do to support ourselves is complete protein is a really good idea. Now, I like, for complete protein, I like superfoods because they're good for vegans, vegetarians, carnivores, flexitarians. Everybody can get on the superfood train, and we don't have to worry about we're not slaughtering someone in a slaughterhouse over here and committing all kinds of crimes with, workers over here. So that's what I like about superfoods. Complete protein. Spirulina is a complete protein. Chlorella is a complete protein. AFA, blue-green algae, is a complete protein. Hemp seed is a complete protein. Maca is 17 of 18 amino acids. Very good for this particular condition, by the way. And on top of all of that, maca is like, it's pre-hormonal. So it kind of supports the production of good hormones. And when you kind of put all those pieces together, you realize, okay, maybe instead of my smoothie or my drink, my blended Nutriblast, for example, just being spring water, blueberries, and lettuce, maybe I'll throw a little bit of maca in there and see if that gives me a little bit of a kick, a little bit of a lift. And that's what I'd recommend as a first step. Second step is just getting on to the psychology of it, which is start reading things that inspire you. I mean, if I was watching the nightly news every night, like CNN, look, I heard that called the Cartoon News Network the other day. It is a cartoon. If I was watching that every night, I'd be completely depressed. Start watching things that are empowering you, that uplift you, that inspire you, that capture your interest, that innovate your thinking, and I think that can help you get out of that state, get into doing things every day that you love, and all that stuff goes away.
Yeah, I agree completely. Sally, I hope that definitely helped answer your question. In terms of immunity, a lot of people feeling sometimes down under the weather, things coming up. I know I've got two young boys. For immunity purposes, what's one big thing or the biggest thing they can do to activate their immunity?
Excellent question. Well, there's a number of factors here. Let's just get to what I like, which is just the add-in. If we cleanse our body, we're going to allow a little bit more free flow of our immune system. We're going to actually have a better immunological response. But there's another angle, which is feeding your immune system directly, and that's where the medicinal mushrooms come in. I've been a huge advocate with many different incredible researchers out there, like Paul Stamets, of the medicinal mushrooms. And of those, the greatest and most well-researched medicinal mushroom in the history of the world, it's in fact the most well-researched herb in the history of the world, is reishi mushroom. And to me, reishi mushroom is like, you got to be on it. It's like if you've been able to take vitamins. I mean, I took Flintstones chewable vitamins when I was a kid every day. I should have been taking reishi mushroom every day when I was a kid. That's what I should have been doing. If our research and science had correlated up with our actions, which it really doesn't because there's so much marketing between us and our foods and herbal supply. But if it was really, like, honest and, like, okay, based on the research, what should we be doing? Reishi mushroom. Now, dosage-wise, this is something I found out over the years, is like a normal reishi mushroom capsule, for example, that has mycelium in it or extracts in it, it's going to be good if you're 5 years old to take two or three of those because, that's the dosage for that level of body weight. But if you're 25, you need to take, like, 9 or 10. If you're dealing with immunological challenges, and even better, take reishi mushroom when you're healthy. I mean, that's what I do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't worry about taking stuff when I'm sick because I don't get sick because I've taken the stuff when I was well. That's the idea. Let me just say that again. I'm not worried about taking stuff when I'm sick because I don't get sick because I took that stuff when I'm well. I take it every day. It's part of my protocols. It's part of my food, actually. Let me just go back to this Hippocrates famous phrase. Let food be your medicine, beautiful and powerful phrase, but there's two parts. Let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. There's a second part there. Let medicine be your food. What does that mean? And to me, that means, okay, there's a food like reishi mushroom that's a medicine also, and I can take it every day. It's not like garlic. If I took garlic every day, pretty soon, you know, my family's moving out, or, you know, I've got serious trouble at work because I got garlic breath. But with reishi mushroom, I can take it every day consistently, build my immune system, increase my immunological power so greatly that I'm very distant and far away from ever getting a cough, cold, flu, fever, or anything of that nature.
Practically, where can people get reishi mushrooms? Is it something they can, do they take them as like a capsule? Is it freeze-dried? Is it actually like the raw live mushrooms? Can they grow them?
Sure, all of the above. All of the above. Okay. The easiest access is just go to a health food store. And there's whole sections of medicinal mushrooms. It's amazing. You'll get to the health food store and you'll be like, where's the medicinal mushrooms here? And they'll go, oh, it's right there. And there's a whole section, columns of it. You'll be like, what is going on here? Because there's people who are in the know. There's people in the health food world who are in the know, been in the know. And what a great thing to have in your tool chest. And what I have is I have my medicinal mushrooms, then I've got my goji berries, and I've got other things that are immunological, like Shizandra berry and Hoshu Wu and some of my other favorite herbs that kind of decorate the medicinal mushrooms. But at the core is the medicinal mushrooms for immunity.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you guys can get started on that instantly. I've got a question about this idea of beauty, and actually you had a whole book called Eating for Beauty, and I wanted to ask about what does that mean, and more specifically, I think a lot of people have the question of what are the foods that age us faster than others, and how can we get these out of our life?
Good question. I think the biggest culprit is refined and rancid vegetable oils and fried food. You know, rancid oils, in essence, are the most problematic for beauty. They're the most problematic for longevity. They've been correlated to increased heart attack rates. And this is interesting to me, Darius, is that actually heart attack is still kicking cancer's butt big time. Cancer will not overcome heart disease as the number one cause of death for some years now. There's still 10, 15 years before cancer levels will actually increase and overcome heart disease levels. Now, the thing about that that's interesting to me is heart disease is just one condition, and cancers are, there's dozens of different types of cancers or hundreds of types of cancers. So what's going on there? So I really believe that we've got to be very, very heart-friendly in our diet, and one of the things that's very heart-unfriendly is these rancid oils. It is these vegetable oils like polyunsaturated soybean oil, partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, and you'll see this stuff sneak in into potato chips. It's in all kinds of baked goods, and it's really other than excellent. It's other than the best ever for sure. And what we want to do instead is, hey, why don't we get the best olive oil ever and start working with that? Why don't we get the best hemp seed oil ever, start working with that? Why don't we start using coconut oil, you know, for all kinds of things, you know, in our kitchen, in our bathroom, and in another room in our house? But I'll leave that for those of us who are really paying attention here to figure out what room that is. Start having fun with stuff and get off these refined oils.
Yeah, yeah, and other things regarding beauty, because I know you actually did a whole, I mean, there's so much there on just beauty and how it we can keep our body young. What are some other things? I'm reading about some different things here, antioxidant soup, skin glow salad. Tell me about some of your discoveries.
Sulfur is a really important beauty mineral, and like the skin glow salad, the sulfur salad, Those have things in it like arugula. Arugula has that sulfury oil in it, which is a beauty substance. Now, what I've noticed over the years, just anecdotally, just being around the world, almost 100% of people who eat arugula are women. It's weird. Almost, maybe it's 5%, it's men. But almost always it's eaten by women. And I think there's a beauty thing there. I think women intuitively or instinctively understand that this is a food that's good for your skin, your hair, and your nails because of the sulfur. And if we burned our hair, we've smelled sulfur before. So we actually need that sulfur as a nutrient, and it's in many different amazing foods. It's in radishes, for example. I'd put radish very high on the list of beauty foods. I'd put hemp seed up very high on the list of beauty foods. And hemp has those sulfur-bearing amino acids, those flexible amino acids, the same amino acids that's in eggs. You know, if you hard-boil an egg, you smell that sulfur smell. That sulfur smell, that's the protein. That's the sulfur-bearing protein. You're going to find that same protein in spirulina. You'll find that same protein in hemp seed. But you get a whole lot of other interesting things happening with hemp seed and happening with spirulina, including, you know, the lack of the presence of E. coli and salmonella and the other dangers that eggs bring. And I think eggs are a great food, but, you know, I'm a vegetarian and I don't do eggs. So, you know, that's kind of where I've sit on that one. And by the way, if you're going to do eggs, I'd recommend Sunny Side Up as the way.
Okay. Why would that be?
Because the yolk is where all the very interesting phospholipids are. The DHA, which is the long-chain omega-3,
right,
which, by the way, is very good for brain chemistry. You know, like that question that we had earlier about what to do about, you know, brain stuff. You know, with if you're not feeling the best ever or your attitude's not the best ever, the egg yolk has a lot of those phospholipids in it. But the white part of the egg, you know, the part that's normally clear, and then as you cook it, it turns white, that's where the protein is. But it's
right,
unavailable, really, unless it's cooked. And if you remember Rocky, when he cracked five eggs, remember Rocky won the original?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're in my age category, I think, Darius, so you remember
that.
I remember seeing that in the movie theaters. And he drank five eggs raw and just downed them. The albumin, that white part, is really indigestible. It's actually has anti-digestive factors, so you want to cook that. So it's the idea is sunny side up.
Very good point. Okay, I've got a question here for people right now that are hearing all this saying, this is great, I can get started today, I can start writing down everything and going deeper. But, you know, some of us, maybe a lot of us, have heavy metals, toxic chemicals in our body from years of eating a certain way or being exposed to certain chemicals. What do we do about that? Is that something we should be concerned about? Do we need to cleanse that? What are your suggestions there?
I definitely feel like we need to cleanse that. I've been stopped in the airports of the world a dozen times just in the last couple years and had people come up and literally tell me this. This is just a phenomenon that happens in my life. It's one of the weird things that happens to me. They come up to me in the airport and they're like, you know, I could tell, okay, this person knows who I am. So they come up, they start talking to me, and this is what they tell me. They say, you know, I was doing everything, did the raw foods, juices, everything, found out I was super toxic with, you know, iron, with lead or cadmium or mercury poisoning or whatever. Found out I wasn't absorbing anything really, and the superfoods really didn't work until I cleansed my body. Then everything started working. I mean, I literally, when someone starts telling me a story like that, I actually finish the story for them at this point. I know, I'm like, oh, let me guess what the second half of the story is. It's a phenomenon, and it's true. The cleaner that you are, the better you absorb this stuff. For example, cadmium poisoning blocks the uptake of zinc. It blocks the zinc receptor. So you got to do some cleansing. So then what do we got to do?
Right.
I really like a lot of these great detox clinics that are around the world and around especially North America, Hippocrates Health Institute, Optimal Health Institute in San Diego. There's some great ones in Northern California where you can go and you can get enzyme baths, and you get into saunas, you get on rebounders, you sweat things out. My friend Dr. Yu, very amazing toxicologist, Harvard trained, did work at Johns Hopkins for 35 years, and he's a conscious, really amazing doctor, and it educated me very well on hormones. This is what he told me. He thinks one of the best detox protocols, according to his testing, is you get somebody to take vitamin B3, which is niacin, you know, to flush their system.
Yep,
you start out
yep.
with about 250 milligrams, a small amount. Just take note of that number, because you don't start with 1,000 milligrams, you get into trouble. 250 milligrams. And then for 30 days, you take that, you jump on a rebounder, a mini trampoline, for 10 to 20 minutes. Then you go into a hot sauna. The next day, you do it again, except you increase the amount of vitamin B3 by 50 milligrams. And you just keep doing that every day for 30 days. He says that's one of the most incredible toxin removal protocols he's ever come across.
Wow. So that's something people can do immediately. That is amazing. But, yeah, definitely I would keep that amount low in the beginning, because you get that super flush and not know what's going on.
It's pretty intense. Yeah.
That's a trip.
It's a trip.
Wow. The other thing you've done a lot of work in, actually written a whole book about, is hormones. And I know that for a lot of women and even men, trying to keep their awareness high, keep their energy high, keep their mood elevated, low hormones have a host of challenges from both sexes. What have you found in that area, and what things can we do to keep us optimal there?
excellent question, and it's an excellent topic. In fact, my good friend Dr. Sarah Gottfried has a great book out, just came out a few months ago, called The Hormone Cure. It's like number five bestseller right now. I'd recommend that book, actually. Her and I confer a lot. We're supposed to actually talk this morning about what she's finding out in her clinical practice. I give her my, you know, my best information. We kind of exchange ideas back and forth quite regularly. And here's what's happening at the front lines. We've got a huge amount of estrogenic pressure on us as men and women in our world today, not just humans. It's happening to all the fish, reptiles, birds, amphibians. And this is why, like in the Florida Everglades and in the swamps of South Carolina, there's a major problem with like crocodiles, or I'm sorry, alligators. Oh. You know, suddenly they're men, then they turn into women. They're flipping sexes because there's a huge amount of plastics in the environment, which are fake estrogens, DDT, you know, we've all heard about DDT, and many other pesticides that are related to it, including DDE, are fake estrogens, so they get into the waterways of our world, they get into the environment. We have a lot of birth control pills that show up in sewage treatment, and that they do not get cleaned out of the water, by the way, by sewage treatment. That's why we should never drink tap water. Those phytoestrogens can actually get into your body via tap water, because they don't get processed out in the sewage treatment. Anyway, and it goes on like this. And then we're eating foods like soy, in particular soy, and soy used as a filler in hamburgers, and soy used as a filler in all kinds of foods, that is dangerously phytoestrogenic. Something can have phytoestrogens in it, like pomegranate, and be good for you. Not all phytoestrogens are bad. But soy, according to the research, is very questionable and problematic, and definitely can antagonize estrogen types of cancers, for example, like breast cancers. So anyway, because of all of that synthetic hormone pressure, which is fake estrogen, and some of the stuff that's in our food, and as a result of aging, we have too much estrogen pressure on our system. And that's called estrogen dominance, and that was coined by Dr. John Lee 20 years ago. My friend Dr. Yu is one of his great students, you know, who I just mentioned. And basically what we've got to do to counteract that is we've got to cleanse our body of those fake estrogens and estrogen dominance, and we've got to build up in men testosterone and in women progesterone to oppose the estrogen. So there's two ways to do this. And I do both every day at the same time. One is I try to build up my testosterone, and at the same time I try to drop down my estrogens in my system. You know, as a middle-aged male and a middle-aged female, that's kind of where you want to be. That's the approach.
And you're doing that through certain foods or activities
so
as well?
We can get into what that is. Now, what's been figured out, this is fascinating research. It's one of the things that's got me super inspired. Broccoli. Broccoli contains a compound called indole-3-carbinol. And indole-3-carbinol has been isolated and concentrated in a number of different very interesting supplements that are usually called things like Estrogard, for example. They usually have a name like that.
Right.
And it has a metabolite, indole-3-carbinol, or I3C, has a metabolite called DIM. Those two compounds break down toxic estrogens in the human body. They're miraculously powerful at doing that. In fact, you can have your hormones tested before and after, and in particular what indole-3-carbinol and DIM go after is the very dangerous estrogen compounds. For example, 16-alpha-hydroxyestrone, that particular estrogen, you don't need to memorize that, just get the idea here. That particular estrogen is the trigger of prostate cancer and breast cancer. If you remove that trigger, the danger zone for you of breast cancer and prostate cancer is basically removed. You're out of a danger zone. Now, that is a shocking and amazing discovery in medical science. And there are many doctors out there talking about it. But the pharmaceutical industry ain't very happy about it, because they can't, you know, they're like, what are we going to do about this? This can be made out of broccoli, or somebody can just juice broccoli or blend broccoli up and do that every day and get mega doses of this compound. So that's my role, is to actually just inform us of how important broccoli is or its extracts. I like broccoli extracts for folks who can't eat cruciferous vegetables because they have they have goitrogen problems. You know, they have a problem with their thyroid.
I'm just sitting here furiously taking notes and going along because there's so much here. And this is, we've got another question from Amanda, and she says, I can't possibly take all this down. I'm not sure what to do. And I mean, that's one of the things when we have David on, it's kind of like you're trying to get decades of this man's life work, like in one section, and it goes so deep, and there's so many different things you can do. At some level, David, I mean, it sounds to me like there is just this huge amount of things that people can do that are such minor changes that can dramatically shift their life. So many people are just not getting this information. I know you are hugely intent on longevity and women's wellness. Tell me about kind of some of your efforts in those areas and maybe some of what you've learned. Why women's wellness? Why longevity?
Okay, well, I just after all these years of studying this stuff, I started getting onto just from my friends, you know, my people, people that are in this field, that are researchers and scientists in this field, started getting onto this realization that there are extraordinary things coming up here in the field of longevity. Like right now, there's a person on the planet, just a normal person on this planet right now, who will live to be 300 based on the technologies that are coming down the pipeline. That's not a joke. That's real. It's really real. And I could lay it out for you exactly how that's going to happen. In a way where you'd go, whoa, wait a second. Because, for example, it's been known, let's just start with resveratrol. And by the way, resveratrol, the high phenol, the phenolic purple pigment that's in grapes, there's billions of dollars of research going into resveratrol right now. There's thousands of studies going on right now worldwide on this particular compound because it's been figured out that this compound has very powerful anti-aging qualities. That's why people, for example, if you look at the longest-lived woman in the Western world, Jeanne Calment, she lived to be 122 and 164 days.
Wow.
You can Google her, Calment, Jean is Jeanne. You'll find out that she, like all other 108-year-olds and 115-year-olds and 117-year-olds, had a huge amount of port wine in her diet. This is a noted commonality of very long-lived people. And so some scientists 100 years ago started going, wait, maybe there's something in this high phenolic wine. We better find out what it is. Turns out it's resveratrol. Resveratrol helps us, by the way, it blocks your good hormones, for example, in a woman, progesterone, from becoming a bad estrogen, like a 16-alpha-hydroxyestrone. Now, that is a very unique quality and a unique characteristic that I have noted in almost every longevity food. For example, olive oil does exactly the same thing. It blocks your good hormones from becoming bad. And by the way, on olive oil, you have got to seek out quality because there's a lot of garbage on the market. You got to seek out quality. You got to find the good stuff. And when you find the good stuff, pound that stuff down as much as you can every day, all day long. I mean, I put olive oil in my chocolate drinks. I mean, I'm full on with olive oil. I think olive oil is it.
What would be, really quick before we jump somewhere else, what would be some attributes of really good olive oil or some attributes of really poor inferior olive oil?
Okay, it's got to be in dark bottles. It's got to be in dark bottles so it won't go oxidize. It's got to be organic. It's got to be cold pressed. And if it's European, you want to look for an olive oil that has won multiple awards. For example, I get an olive oil from Crete that's won 8 European awards, you know, greatest olive oil in the world, best European olive oil. So you want to look at an olive oil that has that peer respect. Those are
incredible. Longevity, I'm already excited about that. The port wine being very specific type of wine because of the resveratrol in it, correct? Rather than just regular old bottled Merlot or something. Okay, so port wine.
Because a lot of the wines that people are drinking are low in resveratrol. They're too low. You don't even want to drink. If you do like wine, you shouldn't even be drinking the low resveratrol wine because, you know, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For women's wellness, we have a very huge and dedicated female audience here. And what are some of the things particular for the women here that may be surprising or just incredibly useful for their health and wellness and just their ability to just enjoy life?
Now, this brings up the other part of the hormone equation, because we were talking about with broccoli and indole-3-carbinol about getting the bad hormones out and down, get them away, you know, driving them out.
Okay.
with those compounds. Now, the other side of it is building up the good hormones. Now, for a woman, the hormone that gives a woman her unique ability to multitask and really actually makes women smarter than men and probably live longer than men is progesterone. And progesterone is a master molecule. It's above and beyond testosterone. Testosterone is a derivative of progesterone. You know, we've all heard that, you know, we start out, you know, in the embryological development, we're all women and then men develop into men. Well, that is also hormonally true. That
you're right.
Progesterone is more of a master hormone and then testosterone is developed out of that. I really feel like an amazing tool that women should start looking at and playing around with, and just trying it out, just feeling out what it does, is progesterone cream. It's a topical progesterone cream. Progesterone cream is safer than food. It has 90 years of research behind it. It's definitely suppressed. They don't want you to know about it. And it is protective of every major illness going, period. Every single thing you could name, arthritis, diabetes, cancers, heart disease, it's protective of all of those conditions. And it's something that you want to become versed with and understand, and the best way to do that is to use it and just play around with it, start experimenting with it, so you have that knowledge and you have that feeling of its effect.
And that was topical progesterone. What would be some symptoms of someone actually, female, being low in progesterone? What might they feel? What might be going on typically?
Excellent. If somebody has like an estrogen dominant situation, let's say somebody's 45, they've got 25 pounds on that they cannot get rid of. They've done P90X, they've done insanity training, they've done everything, can't get rid of that weight. It means that they've got estrogen dominance and they're probably low in progesterone. By the way, you should be tested. It's a great test you can have. It's just a capillary test. You prick the end of your finger, and then you can get all your hormones tested, find out where you're at. Let's say your brain's going foggy. You cannot think clearly, and you don't have that normal multitasking capability that a woman should have. That's probably indicative that progesterone is low. Another thing is let's say you've gone through menopause, and all of a sudden you got hot flashes. That's a very strong indication that your progesterone's now gone too low because the estrogen dominance is what causes the hot flash. Now, definitely as we go through menopause, all our hormones go down, but the progesterone goes down much, much quicker than the estrogen, and it's nice to have a little progesterone cream to balance that out and to understand that. Just as a nice tool, I mean, we can get into foods that can build progesterone, we can get into herbs that do it, but just as a general tool for everybody listening right now, I really feel like that's a good thing for people to know about.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. For men, any particular things to us being men, and we've probably dealt with some of the issues of being, I guess, middle-aged, although I don't really consider myself that. I still feel like I'm 16, so I just go with that. But I just like, what? Really? I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about testosterone creams and what's been figured out about testosterone. Testosterone is a much more dangerous tool to be working with. Progesterone is very, very safe for men and women. Now, men can't use it like women. You can't use it half the days of the month, which is what's recommended for women. But you could do it 3 or 4 days out of the month, and your body will convert the progesterone into testosterone. That's how it's been theoretically laid out. There's been a lot of evidence that that's what's going on. And that can be very supportive of the healthy testosterone level for a man. But basically, going to a derivative like testosterone cream, I don't recommend that. There's a lot of problems that can happen there. Testosterone will flip over into bad estrogen much easier. There are mechanisms and methodologies that can be developed for men and are developed by a lot of anti-aging clinics to get your testosterone up using testosterone cream and herbs and a supportive type of diet, but I just can't, you know, you can't say this kind of thing on a recording and just hope people can get it. It's not appropriate. What we want to do with men is we want to work with things we know work. For example, this is good for men and women. Very quick twitch fiber types of activities. For example, burpees, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, 80 times in 10 minutes. That'll get your testosterone up, it'll get your progesterone up, it'll strip the fat right off of you and get you in shape probably faster than anything in 10 minutes a day.
And what you said, burpees? What was that? Or did I miss?
Burpees are when you basically you jump up and then you go all the way to the ground in a push-up. Then you do
oh,
a
wow.
push-up and then you jump all the way back up. So you don't just get up; you actually get up and jump, and then you go all the way back to the ground again, do a push-up, and then you basically kick your legs back underneath your body and you jump up. You spring from the ground up and then you go all the way back down again. That type of activity, any activity like that, including sprinting, by the way,
yes.
quick twitch fiber, fast burst exercises is what builds testosterone and progesterone. As good as anything. I mean, as good as any food, by the way, and as good as any supplement. So I do want to mention that. It's important to know. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, like P90X and my friend Tony Horton, and Tony Horton's an amazing
yeah.
guy, by the way, is so successful. It's because they figured something out in the last 30 years in fitness, and that is if you go and you do weight training, that's not necessarily going to build up your testosterone. But if you go to – if you do a repetition of very, very heavy weight to failure or
uh-huh.
something that requires quick twitch fibers, that type of exercise where you're jumping, you go to complete level of exhaustion, that's what builds the good hormones.
Wow, incredible. I mean, there's so much here, and I think what a lot of people are asking is, okay, how do I go through this systematically, get regimens, recipes, ways that I can use this day to day? And David, I mean, that's probably a big piece wherever you go speak. People are like, well, okay, I got all this stuff. Like, where do I start? And I think that's probably where a lot of people are, okay, what do I do first if I want to get optimal? And maybe you can speak on that. And I know one of the things you've done for us is kind of lay out a whole wellness and optimal health. I'd almost call it like a protocol where people can sort of like a buffet, pick and choose, like, okay, what area do I want to move first? What would you say to that?
I think the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to eat right. And I think
okay.
we've got to eat like our great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents, and that means we've got to eat organic. Because conventional
yep.
farming and chemical farming didn't exist back then. So we got to go. That's a really good first step. Coming back to my friend Tony Horton, you know, because he was totally, you know, he's eating hot dogs and then doing his fitness regime back in the 80s, and now he's a superfoodist. You know, he went all through those levels, and that's where he started. You know, he basically was like, wait, I got to eat like great-great-grandma if I want to be well. And it's
yeah.
a great thing that underpins everything. If that food didn't exist for your great-grandma, forget it. Don't even think about it. And so we've got to get into an organic food store. We've got to start juicing, start blending food more, eat lots and lots of berries, eat lots and lots of vegetables, and then, you know, kind of figure out, okay, what piece do I want to move here? Maybe I want to go down to maca. Maybe, you know, so we start moving a superfood forward. And we go, okay, let's just try this one. And then we go, how about this reishi mushroom that this guy was talking about? Let's just move that peg forward. And that's a great start right there. That is a great start. You got one superfood, you got one super herb that you're actually doing every day, and then, you know, on the other side, you've got your food organized in a way that's sensible.
Yeah, and then people can start moving into things like, you know, beauty diets, for example, so they appear, you know, much younger looking than they are and restore some of that elasticity, or moving into longevity protocols or hormone health protocols or immune system protocols. And so each one of those things are things they can add on based on where they're at, I suppose.
That's right, exactly. And it's like a skill. It's like we're learning a new language. It's not that hard. We were all disciplined to brush our teeth every day and take vitamins every day. That's a pretty darn amazing thing, actually, that you can
yeah.
brush your teeth every day. If you can do that, if you have that skill, you can easily do any of these things that I'm saying. And all you do is you just start with something, you know, play around with it. Maybe it's maca, maybe it's chlorella, and then you're like, okay, there's reishi mushroom and goji berry. Let's, you know, what's that? Let's try that. And you just develop those skills, and then all of a sudden what happens is after about a year, you're like, wait, we could do a whole lot more. What else should we do? And then you add it in, and eventually, like where I'm at with it, I'm not necessarily into eating a massive salad and vegetables every day anymore, you know, like I did for years. I've kind of done that already. Now I'm just kind of coasting and gliding with mostly superfoods and super herbs. You know, that's kind of like liquid, like what I'm drinking right now. I've got my superfoods in there, which is, you know, my maca, and then the tea that's underneath this is actually reishi mushroom tea. So, you know, that's
oh,
kind
wow.
of how, you know, I've got it designed for me today.
Wow. Okay, we've got Regina who's asking, she's basically saying, you know, I feel like I am just in pain from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And, you know, there's just a lot of people who are not even sure where to begin. And for many, it's like, okay, this call, there was so much stuff. I've got to figure out what to do. You actually put together, I mean, this is your life work, as I know, conferences and whole protocols for people. And I want to talk about kind of, we asked David, well, where would you move people at the UL Revolution? You are this highly conscious being. You've created enormous success and joy. You've changed the world with what you do. What is it you're doing? What is it you're learning? How can we let our guests and members and community be exposed to this? And David said, well, I'm going to put together a whole kit for everybody that just start with this and see how much better you feel. It's going to blow you away. David, tell me about kind of what you put together for us.
Well, it's all about education for me, and what I really love to do, and this is how I want everybody to kind of hear this, is, okay, you know, almost everybody listening right now, it's a very large percentage, 5 days out of the week or 4 or 5 days out of the week with your family, probably, you know, when you get home with your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, kids, you probably watch a movie together 4 or 5 days a week. And what we're trying to do is get you to kind of say, okay, let's skip the movie or the normal Hollywood movie, and let's show you this movie. And what we've done is we put together a whole bunch of educational DVDs for you, essentially, is kind of how it works, that where you can take like an hour and a half and watch this person, like my friend Dr. Gottfried, who's, you know, the author of The Hormone Cure. You can hear her talk about hormones. You can hear my friend Dr. Amen. He's one of the leading brain scientists in the world. He's the leading brain scientist in the world. There's nobody on his level. And see what he has to say about the brain, talking to you at a human level. He's not talking to scientists. He's talking to you as a human being that's not really versed in the sciences, and saying, okay, here's things you can do. You can hear Donna Gates talk about how to redevelop your digestion. If you're really digestively broken down or physically really broken down, how do you rebuild yourself from the ground up? That's what her life's work is about. So what we've taken a bunch of different programs like this, and we put it all together for you guys. So one of those is like the Women's Wellness Conference webcast. So that's every one of those speakers. It's Dr. Gottfried, Dr. Amen, Dr. Donna Gates, and then a whole bunch of other speakers. Ron Teagarden, he's probably America's leading herbalist. Dr. Christy Garner, she's really amazing in dealing with folks who are in like a fibromyalgia pain from head to toe or in pain all the time. We cover all that. So that's one of the deals. Another one is we take you through a 2-DVD set that I filmed at my house, The Beauty Diet, where we just show you, like, okay, here's what you can do with a watermelon, here's what you can do with berries, here's how you can take, you know, the Skin Glow Sulfur Salad and actually make it at home. We just actually make that stuff, and that's part of what we're giving to your team there, Darius. We've got the Longevity Now Conference DVD set, and this is, again, just like a movie. You pop one of these DVDs in, there's 16 of them, and you watch each one like a movie with your family at night. Super entertaining, super fun, lots of interesting angles on stuff, from genetically modified food to, you know, what's going on at the forefront of herbalism, to what's going on with superfoods, to, you know, where are we at with raw foods, where are we at with vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, flexitarian, what's happening there. And then we got the e-books. So if you're more of a person who likes to read, you're in the bathroom, you like to read something, we've got the e-books, which are instant downloads that we're also offering to your crew. And then we've got 3 months of a free membership to my website, thebestdayever.com, which is an enormous library of audios, videos, text, whatever your learning modality is. You can just start right there and just put it all on audio and listen to it while you're working out, listen to it while you're driving your car, listen to it while you're in the kitchen, you know, whatever you're doing, while you're cleaning the house. And that right there is an incredible, beyond comprehension level of research that's available on that website. I've been running that website for 11 years. Everything
wow.
I have, everything I've ever done is on that website, everything. So that's
wow.
in there. Yeah, and then we threw in an additional $10 coupon for Longevity Warehouse. That's I have a whole line of superfoods, and I make it available through Longevity Warehouse. The total of that is about $450-something, and we're offering it for $97 for your crew, Darius.
Wow. Okay, I want to do this. I'm going to tell people where it is, because a lot of people are asking and they want to get started with different pieces. Then I'd love to kind of take a moment to go through a few of them, because there's some things that stick out here that I think are great additional pieces, but some pretty fascinating discoveries as well in each one of these components. It's at this page, guys. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/David, D-A-V-I-D, now, N-O-W. That's David Now. uwealthrevolution.com/David now. And at $97, I mean, what you're getting here, it's life-changing. I mean, it just to feel better, for a couple dollars a day in the first month, and you own it all, you have all the secrets to use for the rest of your life. I was looking at this, David, at the wellness conference you were talking about for women, someone was mentioning every 23 seconds a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, and there are actually 6 regenerative practices that women can use and take into their life every day. Do you remember that discussion?
Yes. And this discovery about breast cancer, see, this whole thing about our research into cancer, there's been some stuff that's been discovered. Of course, it's not reported on kind of mainstream media outlets, which are owned by pharmaceutical companies and banksters,
right,
and whatever. So I'm not going to get those answers there.
Yeah.
There's been some stuff that's been discovered, and it's really amazing. For example, indole-3-carbinol, breaking down that 16-alpha-hydroxyestrone and increasing the presence of 2-hydroxyestrone and hydroxylase enzyme, which has very powerful anti-tumor effects. I mean, it basically stops metastasis right there. Boom, that's just that one piece right there, which can be measured. You can basically have your doctor measure you, then do a mega dose, like 2 bottles of indole-3-carbinol and DIM in a month, and then go get measured again, and you can see what's happened to that particular dangerous hormone and see that it's dropped you out of the danger zone, then get online and read about why that's a danger, where you are now. Just that one thing.
Wow.
Then there's the whole thing of progesterone cream. Progesterone is very anti most breast cancers, and in fact, my opinion, it's anti all breast cancers, although there are some progestin breast cancers. It's a type of breast cancer that some people say progesterone is similar to progestin, so it could irritate progestin cancers. I don't believe that, but that it's a good argument, and I see that argument. But most of the cancers that are out there, progesterone fights it. It's a good part of your anti-cancer approach.
Wow,
and that's part of what.
There's so much here, because just in that one piece, someone also shares some of the latest research on DNA and how we can actually influence the cells of our body through, I'm not sure what that discussion was about, but there is a way for us to actually influence the cells in our body and create abundant health and longevity and wellness.
And what we did there is we basically got into the discussion of epigenetics, and epigenetics is completely trumping genetics now. What's happened is there's enough body of research that indicates that your genetic code is not a curse, that it actually can be a benefit to you. You got to activate your genetics using environmental factors, food, water, healthy thoughts, healthy emotions, healthy environment. And if you activate all of those things, then your genetics will actually alter to protect you.
Wow.
And the epigenetic effects of, food and water and nutrients is what we get into there. And that's a very far-reaching area. And just a quick little download on that.
Okay.
Vitamin D3, essentially what your body produces from sunlight, which is actually
sunlight,
a hormone.
Right.
That is the number one epigenetic gene flipper honor, for lack of a better word, that flips on more genes that help you than anything ever discovered. It's like 3,500 gene sequences that help your health and support you are flipped on by vitamin D3. That's an epigenetic effect.
Wow. So that's something, if we're not getting enough sunlight, or if we don't want to get out in the, maybe because of, skin cancer, things like that, we could take that as a supplement?
Right. Let's say you live in an environment, like I'm heading next week to Calgary, Alberta, and then I'll be in Edmonton. They're at a very high latitude there. They're at like 52 latitude, and I'm also very often in Reykjavik, which is like 60 degrees latitude. in the winter there, you're very, very far into darkness. There's maybe 3.5 hours of light in the day. That's not enough to get enough vitamin D3, so it causes a seasonal affective disorder, like a kind of a depression. Mm. It also increases rates of multiple sclerosis, and it has all kinds of immunological effects as well. And in that situation, you need vitamin D3. The evidence is all there. We, you know, we figured out, well, you know, what's wrong, and now we
right.
know what to do.
Huh. Incredible. All right. That's just in that one piece, and there's much more I don't even have time to mention. The second piece that I think is really cool is the Beauty Diet DVD, and I just want to ask you some different questions about this really quick. This actually is full of recipes that people can use. Is this for vain people? Is it for people that want to, like, turn back the clock, slow down the clock? Is it for everybody, and do these foods make you, in fact, feel good, too, or are they just for looking good?
It's really for everybody. It's essentially, I took a lot of the ideas that were in my Eating for Beauty book and then put it to video. And we're just in a culture, you know, sometimes people don't read, so they want to hear it. Some people don't want to hear it. They want to see it. And that's why I do DVDs. I've done about 10 DVDs now at this point, you know, just my own stuff, let alone all the conferences, which is hundreds of DVDs, you know, of that kind of stuff. And it's just beautiful to be able to see it, get the visual of it. And so I show you how to make these salads and how to make some of these drinks, and we kind of get the Nutribullet out and just break it down for you. And just seeing it even one time through, sometimes you just get it right there. You're like, oh, okay, I understand. It's like doing anything. Just watching it happen one time through and then experimenting at home is all the education that you need.
Yeah, I've consistently for the last couple of seasons of this show, I make sure within about 2 hours of getting on here, I always have a green drink and some blended concoction because I know it raises my energy so high. And a lot of the stuff here is I'm looking at these different beautiful blueberry smoothie, things like that. I mean, I just mega load on a lot of blueberries, things like that, just to keep my energy high. So what I'm transmitting out to the world is that powerful. So I just want all you guys to think about the energy you're putting out is not only how you look, but how you feel and the vibration you send out. So you're actually beautiful outside, inside, everywhere, in just a high vibrational sense. So it's pretty huge. That's item two. Longevity Now DVD. Tons of stuff there. What did you learn there about the three-step process for removing the heavy metals? Was that the protocol of the sauna, niacin, and the small trampoline, or was there another three-step process for removing heavy metals?
Yeah, that's it right there.
Wow.
From Dr. Yu. So we actually get into that there, so you can kind of see what his protocols are, get an understanding of how he developed that strategy. And we also talk about other strategies for detoxification. One of the ones that I really like is, you know, yoga and hot yoga. I think getting into a sauna is one thing, but getting into a sauna and moving your body around, it's like squeezing that sponge out at the same time.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of hot yoga, by the way. You know, I have met Bikram before. He's a trip.
Oh, wow.
He is such a trip. But I think what he brought to the world is just awesome. I think that is this whole idea of the hot yoga. I have a very good friend of mine. She's 57. She's a raw food superfoodist. Her daughter runs my farm. Amazing African-American woman. At 57, she's totally ripped. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, well, how in the world are you doing this? And it's because she's been doing hot yoga. She's doing the hot yoga. Obviously, she eats well and everything else. But the hot yoga just stripped all that fat off of her. I mean, she still had a little bit of fat on her, but it's gone now.
Wow. I've got to think, too, on the other side of that, the flexibility and stuff. You know, you release emotions as you stretch and you know, they're just energy gets stored in the body. It's like a coiled up spring, you know, and you release that energy too. Very cool. The other part is the ebook Beauty from the Inside Out with David Wolf. And so he's going to be talking about the foods that are the healthiest to eat, organic, conventional, backyard grown, which herbs you need to take daily based on the Taoist theory of eating. Tell me about that. That's pretty interesting. And much, much more.
A really fun tincture. I'm really into tinctures, and this is a fun one. This is one of the hottest selling products in the whole health food world, and it's just I just grabbed, you know what I told you, we got the shipment of stuff into the house over here. I just went over there and grabbed one of these just before getting on the call with you, and it's the goji shizandra berry combination tincture, which is delicious. You can just squirt it in your mouth. You get an instant, like, boost. It's liver cleansing. It's a beautifying combination superfood, super herb thing that's been around. It's literally been 5,000 years. It's one of the oldest food combinations in the world. Goji berry and shizandra berry together. And my friend Ron Teagarden, you know, he's been running an amazing herbal emporium in Los Angeles for 40-something years. He basically has told me, he said, look, doesn't matter what's happening, anything, no matter what we're promoting, what's happening in our world, always the goji shizandra tincture outsells everything. And I get that because it's kind of happy stuff. I mean, you just take a squirt of that, it's like, boom, everything's good. It tastes good. It's a great, guys, if you're listening right now and you wanted like a little party trick for the ladies or for, you know, your wife or your girlfriend or something, that's a great one. It's a great present. It's great to just bust it out and just say, here, try this, because it's got this amazing taste and this incredible effect. It's a beauty substance, both of them.
Well, God. Wow. Well, guys, that information and more about that is in there. And there's also the Immune System for Women, Mega Immunity and Epigenetics ebook. And so we're going to talk about that in there as well. And I'm just going to remind people it's at uwealthrevolution.com/David, DavidNOW. And 3 months of the Best Day Ever membership and $10 off the Longevity Warehouse. David, when you put this together for us and you started really thinking about it and wanting to bring this out to the world, what's the big passion for you? What's the big why? What's the big, when you think of the people you're going to serve, who is that person that maybe they're locked in a body that's just screaming to be vibrant again and cells that are just screaming to be turned on again, and for some reason they're locked down? I mean, what's your message to them?
Well, I always go back to, you know, what's happened in my life to this point and where we are now. I've noticed from all the work I've been doing for 20 years that it's had effects in the world. For example, there are incredible raw food places all over the world now. I can go to Holland and get outrageous gourmet or raw organic food, best food ever. I can be in, you know, South Africa and get incredible raw organic foods, superfoods, all kinds of stuff. So what my goal really is to make it easier for all of us by getting more people involved in this type of food revolution. So because we're a social creature, so the more people who are doing it, the easier it is for everybody. And that's what I've noticed. So my goal is to get as many people going on as possible, because that makes it easier for more people to do it. Once those people do it, it makes it even easier for more people, and then we've really got a revolution on our hands. And we really have that going on right now. There is a major food revolution going on from South Africa to North America to South America to the Middle East to Europe to Southeast Asia. I mean, it's on right now.
For someone that's been trying to change their life or transform their life or open up their awareness or see different results in their life, why is this an important part of this? I know the answer. I have been connected with how I eat and the physicality and staying healthy and fit and for since I was 17, since I was really 14 years old. So I can't separate it from consciousness. But for people that maybe haven't made that connection, what are your thoughts there?
If you feel well, it's easier to hold on to the higher vibrational feelings and emotions.
Yes.
That's the core of it. Doesn't mean you're automatically going to feel the best ever all the time emotionally or mentally, but it makes it easier to feel emotionally and mentally at your peak. It makes it easier to stay in those states of flow longer. And that's really a big part of it for me, is to stay in that holy flow as long as possible and to keep riding it. And yeah, you're going to be beset by, you know, chaos and craziness of our world. That's just the way it is. You know, my archetype that I try to approximate my life to is the superhero archetype. Well, let me tell you something about the superhero archetype. The superhero archetype has to face arch villains. That's part of that archetype. So, man, I've been beset by real arch villains. It's really a trip. And so, you know, you think, oh, he's got it easy, he's got it good, but I have to face my own demons, and I have to face those arch villains because that's what I've set my life out to do. You know, I'm facing Monsanto right now, and I mean, every dirty legal trick that they could pull on me, they have pulled on me. But you know
oh,
what?
Wow.
They're losing, and I am winning. And that's a superhero archetype in action. So that's part of it too. Is like, hey, it's just easier to get in that high emotional state, that flow, that feeling of synchronicity occurring for you, and it's harder to feel those other states of like self-pity, low self-esteem, and other problems like that.
Wow, incredible. David, I want to thank you. I'm going to just do a quick scroll through to see if we had any other questions. There's tons of stuff. People writing in. Guys, I've got to say this. One quick question we'll get from Lisa here, and then I know you've got to run. She's asking, what was the name of the other berry besides the goji berry, the other one that was in that thing that you just talked about, the combination?
It's Schizandra. It's S-C-H-I-Z or Z-A-N-D-R-A. Schizandra.
Okay.
And in the lineage of Taoism and Chinese medicine that I have studied, Schizandra is considered the greatest herb in the world. It's considered the most powerful herb on earth. To me, that's if these great sages that have been eating this stuff for 5,000 years and, you know, the people who are teaching me, that's
right.
their opinion, I think I got to give that place, that herb a prominent spot. So I do. I have that herb as much as possible. Like, you know, I've just got my tincture right here now so I can get back onto it because I ran out. And that's kind of how I work. If, like, enough people come at me and enough researchers and scientists and herbalists with a certain thing that they're like, this is the best thing ever, then I'll start listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. And these are, you know, master sages throughout history saying the same thing, yet it's kind of, at least from the transformational side, it's like this whole aspect is not really addressed, and we're doing our best to really bring it out, and it's part of my life. So I just open up what I do. I'm like an open book to everybody here, and I just want to say, everyone, take a look and be open to changing your life, not just in how you're thinking, how you're feeling necessarily, what you're wanting, but what you're putting into your sacred temple, the vibrations that you're bringing inside to your body, and see things change in a huge way. David, thank you so much. Any quick final words? I know we've had a lot to say, a lot to do, but anything that's coming up that you just want to impart to this incredible group here today?
Right on. Thank you so much, Darius. Thanks so much for your time and for giving me this opportunity. My main message beyond all the food and everything, and even the fitness stuff, is really culminating in this idea of having the best day ever. So imparting what I'm wishing for everybody listening right now is that you make today and tomorrow and every day the best day ever.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so
wow.
I'm very, very excited to join you again in the future. It's been a few years. Thanks so much for having me back. Lots of love to everybody out there. Wishing you the best day ever and wishing you the healthiest future ever.
All right. Well, that is the incredible David Wolfe.